If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
Well, our mild to warm weather is going to continue now really right on through the next 5 or 6 days. Not a whole lot to ruin it other than some overnight fog into the early morning hours and some low clouds at times because of an easterly breeze coming off the Atlantic. That brings in a little bit of moisture. And then we also, during the overnight hours, once we cool off the land, we get what we call a little temperature inversion in the upper levels of the atmosphere. It kind of traps the cooler air at the surface between the warmer air aloft. And after a couple of hours, the sun burns that away. So we'll have that to deal with each early morning through the weekend. But really, pretty nice overall. Nighttime lows in the 50s to lower 60s and afternoon highs ranging from the mid to upper 70s at the beaches to the low to mid 80s inland. So it'll be a solid 5 to 8 degrees above average or so. So much for our taste of fall. It's just like as quickly as it got here, it's gone. Not at all uncommon yet, though, this early in the season during early November. We will see onshore winds, so beaches will be a little bit cooler this weekend. And there may be that isolated shower every once in a while that moves inland off the Atlantic, especially Sunday. But I would not expect to see widespread or significant rainfall across the area. For the most part, it's partly sunny and warm days, mild nights. And that trend continues right on into the early next week on Monday and Tuesday with temperatures above average in the 80s. And then finally, it looks like a cold front will arrive about Thursday if we dust off the old first alert crystal ball and look ahead beyond the first 5 days here, the next 5 days. That cold front moves in on Thursday and should bring at least somewhat cooler air, though it doesn't look to be exceptionally cold at this point at all. And of course, a busy weekend like always around here. We've got lots going on, and the weather looks like it's going to cooperate. First of all, tomorrow morning, I'll be the MC at Purple Stride, near and dear to my heart. That's a fundraiser for pancreatic cancer to raise awareness of the disease. It's not only to help the victims of pancreatic cancer, but also the families and friends, those loved ones that will be helping that patient through the terrible disease, which is one of the worst cancers you can have when it comes to death rates. And also, research, of course, is involved there, too, especially with our Mayo Clinic. This is near and dear to my heart because pancreatic cancer took my mother's life just about 10 years ago. So join me tomorrow morning. That's at UNF. The opening ceremony is at 8 a.m. The walk begins at 8:30, and it looks nice. Partly sunny skies will be in the upper 50s at about 8 a.m. We'll be in the upper 60s to low 70s by 10 a.m. as the walk winds down. But join us at UNF tomorrow morning for Purple Stride. And then the air show, of course, is all weekend long, and it really looks nice. The gates open at 9 a.m. The show begins at 10 a.m. Looking for partly sunny skies. Temperatures in the 60s will quickly warm into the 70s and low 80s. A little bit of a breeze off the St. John's River. So if you happen to be on the west side of the river, it would be a bit cooler versus the east side of the river. But overall, it's an all-go for the air show this weekend at NAS Jacks. And finally, the Jags kick off at 1 o'clock at home. Everbank Field, Sunday afternoon. Partly sunny skies and warm. Temperatures in the low 80s. There may be an isolated brief shower that will be moving west off the Atlantic. You may be hoping for a shower because it will be pretty warm. I know low 80s doesn't sound all that warm compared to earlier this season. But when you're sitting in Everbank Field, blocked by that east wind, if you're on the east side of the stadium, not only will be blocked from the east wind, you'll also be sitting in the sun. So it will feel a lot warmer than the low 80s. So just be prepared for a warm game Sunday afternoon, and go Jags. Have a great and safe weekend with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.